This is a group of poems from my book, The Pill Versus the Spring Hill Mine Disaster. The first poem is called, All Watched Over by Machines of Loving Grace. I like to think, and the sooner the better, of a cybernetic meadow where mammals and computers live together in mutually programming harmony like pure water touching clear sky. I like to think, right now, please, of a cybernetic forest filled with pines and electronics where deer stroll peacefully past computers as if they were flowers with spinning blossoms. I like to think, it has to be, of a cybernetic ecology where we are free of our labors and joined back to nature, returned to our mammal brothers and sisters, and all watched over by machines of loving grace. December 30th. At 1:03 in the morning, a fart smells like a marriage between an avocado and a fish head. I have to get out of bed to write this down without my glasses on. A boat. Oh, beautiful was the werewolf in his evil forest. We took him to the carnival, and he started crying when he saw the Ferris wheel. Electric green and red tears flowed down his furry cheeks. He looked like a boat out on the dark water. Haiku ambulance. A piece of green pepper fell off the wooden salad bowl. So what? Death is a beautiful car parked only for Emmett. Death is a beautiful car parked only to be stolen on a street lined with trees whose branches are like the intestines of an emerald. You hotwire death, get in and drive away like a flag made from 1,000 burning funeral parlors. You have stolen death because you're bored. There's nothing good playing at the movies in San Francisco. You joyride around for a while, listening to the radio, and then abandon death. Walk away and leave death for the police to find. Karma Repair Kit, items 1 to 4. 1, get enough food to eat and eat it. 2, find a place to sleep where it is quiet and sleep there. 3, reduce intellectual and emotional noise until you arrive at the silence of yourself and listen to it. 4. The next poem is called Crab Cigar. I was watching a lot of crabs eating in the tide pools of the Pacific a few days ago. When I say a lot, I mean hundreds of crabs. They eat like cigars. Widow's Lament. It's not quite cold enough to go borrow some firewood from the neighbors. The Pumpkin Tide. I saw thousands of pumpkins last night come floating in on the tide, bumping up against the rocks and rolling up on the beaches. It must be Halloween in the sea. Man. With his hat on, he's about 5 inches taller than a taxi cab. Adrenaline Mother. Adrenaline Mother, with your dress of comets and shoes of swift bird wings and shadow of jumping fish, thank you for touching, understanding, and loving my life. Without you, I am dead. San Francisco. This poem was found written on a paper bag by Richard Brodigan in a laundromat in San Francisco. The author is unknown. By accident, you put your money in my machine, number 4. By accident, I put my money in another machine, number 6. On purpose, I put your clothes in the empty machine full of water and no clothes. It was lonely. 1942. Piano tree, play in the dark concert halls of my uncle, 26 years old, dead and homeward bound on a ship from Sitka. His coffin travels like the fingers of Beethoven over a glass of wine. Piano tree, play in the dark concert halls of my uncle, a legend of my childhood, dead, they send him back to Tacoma. At night, his coffin travels like the birds that fly beneath the sea, never touching the sky. Piano tree, play in the dark concert halls of my uncle, take his heart for a lover, and take his death for a bed, and send him homeward bound on a ship from Sitka to bury him where I was born. At the California Institute of Technology, I don't care how goddamn smart these guys are, I'm bored. It's been raining like hell all day long, and there's nothing to do. Written January 24th, 1967, while poet in residence at the California Institute of Technology. Xerox candy bar. Ah, you're just a copy of all the candy bars I've ever eaten. Alas, measured perfectly. Saturday, August 25th, 1888, 5:20 p.m. is the name of a photograph of two old women in a front yard beside a white house. One of the women is sitting in a chair with a dog in her lap. The other woman is looking at some flowers. Perhaps the women are happy, but then it is Saturday, August 25th, 1888, 5:21 p.m., and all over.